This is Morning Edition. It's 7:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News in Philadelphia. The Wardrobe in Philadelphia is technically a thrift store. At its core, it's a place that supports people by connecting them with casual wear and outfits for interviews. The nonprofit shop offers options to people who need them most. WHYY's Elizabeth Estrada takes us along for a visit to the store for this week's Feel Good Friday story.
Entering the Wardrobe feels like walking into a boutique. There are racks full of beautiful, colorful clothing organized by style and size. Mannequins are dressed for the latest season trends. Some people come in to donate clothes or buy secondhand items, while others come to access a wardrobe they might not otherwise be able to. Here's Sherry Cole, the executive director of The Wardrobe.
We see clothing as an essential need. You know, if you look at the hierarchy of needs, it's food, clothing, and shelter. And we have government support for food and for housing, but we don't really have anything that covers people's clothing needs.
That's where The Wardrobe comes in. The nonprofit works with a bunch of organizations to ensure that all kinds of communities are getting the clothing that they need for free. Everyone from returning citizens to trans and non-binary people, even students who need outfits for interviewing, like Andrew Chen.
My university has a program that allows people who need aid to get some free clothing for interviews and jobs. I have some interviews coming up. I need some professional clothing, and I'm just here checking it out.
If you need clothes, Al Sharak, the program director, says to just stop on by.
I would describe The Wardrobe as the place to go if you need clothes, period. So either you're coming to shop for cheap, good deal clothes, or if you don't have any money and you need clothes right now, come to The Wardrobe.
Money spent in the store helps to support the services that make other clothing items free to those who need it. The Wardrobe also accepts volunteers and clothing donations. WHYY News, Elizabeth Estrada.